when we, amen, praise God, hear, amen, praise God, the admonition that Paul gives to the Galatian church in, amen, this fifth chapter of the book of Galatians. Can you say amen? Amen. Very often, praise God, we, amen, praise God, look at that, amen, praise God, verse number one, and, amen, we, amen, praise God, begin to think, praise God, when Paul is saying to the church, amen, praise God, be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. We think about where God delivered us from.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. How, amen, God made ways out of no ways to deliver us out of our bondage of sin. Tell your neighbor, sin is truly a bondage. Amen. Praise God. It'll tie you up. Amen. Praise God. It'll pull you down. Can you say amen? Amen. Surely it is an entanglement. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And it is a very grievous, amen, praise God, entanglement, because, amen, if you don't find your way out from sin to Jesus before your life is over, amen, praise God, it will drag you down, amen, praise God, to very hell. Can we say amen?
Amen.
But, amen, praise God, we are to also understand, praise God, that, amen, there is more than one yoke. Amen, praise God. Sin, indeed, is a yoke. Can you say amen? But, amen, praise God, when Paul, amen, writes here in the fifth chapter of the book of Galatians, praise God, he is not making reference, amen, to sin. Can we say amen? Our mind goes there often when we read it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But that is not, amen, in the context of the scripture wherein Paul is writing to the Galatian church. Can you say amen? There is another yoke. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. That, amen, praise God, that we need to be weary of, amen, re-entangling ourselves with. Amen. The yoke, amen, praise God, that Paul is talking about when he says, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage, is reference to the law. Amen, praise God, and amen, praise God. Tell your neighbor, praise God, that, amen, the law was bondage.
Yeah.
Amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. And amen, praise God. Many, praise God, who are sometimes well-meaning, praise God, still will attempt, amen, praise God, to bring you back, amen, into that kind of bondage. Can you say amen? But what Paul says is stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, praise God. Paul is warning us not to try, praise God, to go back, hallelujah, to the law, because there is no deliverance or salvation in the law. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. Meaning, well-meaning, praise God, Christian Jews, amen, praise God, had come down, hallelujah, to, amen, Jerusalem, to let it be known, hallelujah, their viewpoint of salvation. Can we say amen? Tell your neighbor, praise God, it doesn't matter how you see it. It doesn't matter how I see it. It matters what God says. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, praise God, we got to go the way that God has ordained. Hallelujah, because there is a way that seems right to a man, amen, but it ends up in death. Tell your neighbor, don't go back to the law. Can you say amen? And so they came, praise God, down to Jerusalem, amen, praise God, and they were espousing their own theology, and they were saying that except you be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, amen, they were withstood by the apostles, praise God, and amen, praise God, Paul, praise seasoned with them. Can you say amen? And let them know, praise God, that there is no justification to salvation under the law. You ought to give God a praise. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. He wants them to understand that, hallelujah, there is a curse that attaches, amen, to the law. And if you're going to look to the law for deliverance, if you're going to look to the law for salvation, after Jesus has come, bled, suffered, and died, and resurrected on the third day morning, hallelujah, praise God, you are going to entangle yourself with something that you can't keep. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Paul says the burden, amen, praise God, was such that our fathers couldn't keep it. And amen, praise God, and neither are you able to keep it. Can you say amen? And the curse of the law, amen, praise God, holds the standard. Hallelujah. If you do one part of it, amen, if you're going to be justified, you got to do the whole law. Tell your neighbor, you got to do it all. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. That means, praise God, you got to go back to a lamb for a sin offering. Amen, trespass offering. Amen, you got to, hallelujah, reinstitute a priesthood. Hallelujah, that God, amen, praise God, has stepped beyond, because he's got a priesthood now after a new order. Can you say amen? No longer the Aaronic, hallelujah, priest, amen, of Levi, amen, sons of Aaron will be high priests, but right now we got another high priest. Anybody know his name? Yeah, his name is Jesus, hallelujah, and he is our high priest. Can you say amen? And so the curse of the law, amen, praise God, would condemn you if you did a nine and missed a one. You were still guilty of them all. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And so, praise God, amen, the people, hallelujah, were burdened by the law, because the law, praise God, would not help you. It would condemn you, but it wouldn't help you. Tell your neighbor, I needed help. I didn't need condemnation. Tell your neighbor, you needed help. You didn't need condemnation. You needed a God that was willing to lift you up from where you are and give you life and that more abundantly. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I'm so glad, hallelujah, that my God, amen, delivered me, hallelujah, from the law, hallelujah. He became a curse for me and for you. When they lifted him up, he bore the sin of the whole world. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, from that point on, hallelujah, amen, God had made a change and a difference. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, on the cross, hallelujah, Jesus, when he laid his head down in his shoulder, he said, it is finished. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God will speak later in the book of Revelation, when he had put every enemy down under his feet. Oh, you ought to give God a praise. Tell your neighbor, God will speak again. Can you say amen? When the enemy of our soul has been cast into the lake of fire, when there will be no more accusation from the enemy. Tell your neighbor, after a while, God gonna say, it's done. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, hallelujah, I ain't going there right now, but tell your neighbor, is a difference between being finished on the cross and done. Can we go into the new land and new earth. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor what God finished was our redemption. Tell your neighbor, amen, it was grace that hung there on that hilltop. It was the love of God manifested through grace. You weren't worthy. I was not worthy. But he loved me and he loved you enough to give up his life that you and I might have a hope of ever. Now you ought to praise him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor he didn't have to do it. Can you say amen? He was not forced to do it. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He laid down his life for you and for me. And if you are the recipient of eternal life right now, you ought to give God, Lord, you ought to give him the praise. Hallelujah. Tell God, thank you. I got life. Thank you. I got life. Lord have mercy. I got my life. Not by the law. Lord, can you say amen? That's why I can't go back. Can you say amen to the law? Hallelujah. If I go back to the law, then he died for nothing. But tell your neighbor, he didn't die for nothing. He died that I might be redeemed, that I might have a hope beyond the grave, that I might have life and that more abundantly. Can you say amen? And so Paul tells them, look at Abraham. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. God gave a covenant of circumcision to him. Can you say amen? And Jesus in the flesh was also, as a good Jew, circumcised on the eighth day. Can you say amen? But don't get it twisted. Amen. The law didn't deliver you. The law never could deliver you. The law was not meant to deliver you. The law was meant to point out sin and to teach you by being a schoolmaster that you need a redeemer. Tell your neighbor, I need a redeemer. Hallelujah. Couldn't make it on my own. I needed help that only God could provide. Punch your neighbor and tell you still need that kind of help. Can you say amen? You need it right now. And you need it every day. So Paul says, hallelujah. When was it? Can you say amen? That Abraham received this covenant of circumcision. Can you say amen? What is it that he was justified? When did he receive it? Was it when he was circumcised or before he was circumcised? Can you say amen? Paul makes it clear that Abraham received that covenant before he was circumcised. Can you say amen? And so, amen, he was justified, hallelujah, not by the law, but by the faith that he had, being yet uncircumcised. Tell your neighbor, that's the faith that redeems us. That's the faith that lifts us up out of our valley. That's the faith that washes us clean and delivers us. Can you say amen? From bondage. It is the faith that Abraham had, being yet uncircumcised. Can you say amen? What are you doing, Lord? I'm letting it be known, my plan for deliverance. Can you say amen? The way I'm going to bring you out is by faith. Can you say amen? Lord. You ought to give him a praise. Tell your neighbor, God love me before I ever love him. Tell your neighbor, you're working on your love. Say yes, amen for him. Because you don't love him yet like he loved you. Lord, tell your neighbor, I'm working on my love. Say it, I'm working on my love. Like he loved me. Oh, y'all ain't hearing. But I heard him say, greater love has no man than this. Oh, y'all better pray to him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, ain't nobody down for you but the Lord. Can you say amen? Ain't nobody pay your sin debt but the Lord. In our bondage, y'all ought to praise him. You ought to give him glory. Somebody shout, I'm free. Shout, I'm free. Hallelujah. The enemy won't bind you. Can you say amen? But you tell that devil, I'm free. Can you say amen? I hallelujah am the redeemed of the Lord. And I will praise him. Even
but the Lord.
That's right, Alan.
is the liberty of grace. To just say amen. When we were not worthy, amen, God made a way. Can you say amen? When we were not, amen, delivered, God loosed, amen, the bondage. Can you say amen? When we, amen, praise God, were there, amen, laboring under that that we could not hold up to. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, it was nothing wrong with the law. It reflected the holiness of God. Can you say amen? But it was weak through the flesh. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, but I'm so glad that the strength of heaven came down to keep the law, to deliver us out of that bondage, and to give us, amen, a liberty in Christ Jesus. And so, praise God, Paul encourages, amen, praise God, amen, those, amen, praise God, to be, amen, praise God, mindful that they don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Can you say amen? I set you free. Stay free. Stay free. I said, you've God set you free now. Fellows, stay free. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Legalism ain't going to get you to glory. Can you say amen? Grace will. And only grace will. And you've got to hold on to the grace that God has delivered. Can you say amen unto us that we might have life and that we might more abundantly. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, anybody think about what God did for you? Can you say amen? When I think about the goodness of Jesus, the songwriter said, and all that he has done for me. Can you say amen? Said I could have danced. Can you say amen all night? Can you say amen? But too many times we ain't dancing for Jesus. We dancing with our issue. Can you say amen? We waltzing with our trial. Amen. We slow dragging with our trouble. Can you say amen? We quick dancing. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God with our, amen, friends. Are y'all here? Can you say amen? Amen. But David danced, but he had another reason. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor right now, I got another reason. Can you say amen? Right now, I got another reason. I heard, can you say amen? That Michael, Michelle looked out the window. Can you say amen? And she saw David dancing before the Lord with all his might. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, everybody don't want you to pray. Everybody don't want you to magnify. Everybody don't want you to give him the glory. Can you say amen? Listen here, we always talk about, well, God got a record. Can you say amen? What you did, God got the record. Well, listen, he also got the record. Every time you came to church, he got that record too. Can you say amen? Don't get it twisted. He got that record. Every time you come and relax, in the house of God, go home and relax. Can you say amen? Go home and relax. Can you say amen? But amen, if it ain't but every now and then, every time you come into the house of God, make it your business. Yeah, yeah, yeah. holding you there. That God got the record, and amen, the devil, he taking notes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tell your neighbor, God got the record, and the devil's taking notes. Can you say amen? Tell on somebody, if I get you down in the valley, you ain't gonna praise me. So guess where he gonna try to get you? Down in the valley. Can you say amen? If I get you isolated, you ain't gonna praise him. So what you think he gonna do? Get you isolated. Just amen. If you don't feel well in your body, you ain't gonna praise him. So what you think gonna happen? You ain't gonna feel well in your body. What are you telling the preacher? The devil wanna shut down the praise of God. But I refuse. Hallelujah. There is liberty. Tell your neighbor, there's liberty. There's liberty in the grace. Don't let your trouble hold you down. Because there's liberty in grace. Refuse to be bound. Because there's liberty in grace. And that make it your business. Hey, your neighbor, God, right in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Make it so
hard
to get up and give God the praise.
Yes.
Not once in a while.
Amen.
Praise God. We got to get in the mind. It's taxing the seat.
Yes, right.
Can you say thank you?
That's right.
Amen. Praise God. If I do it, elder, I'm going to look peculiar. I thought that's what you were, peculiar. Can you say amen?
Oh, yes.
Praise God. We are to understand that God don't bring you to church.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Go sit down and chill out and cool down and relax all of that. And please don't get on your
feet. Oh, yes,
and just say amen.
Ahead,
please don't do that. Can you say amen?
Yes, Lord.
He let you live.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He allowed you to come and
pray. Oh,
yeah.
Can you say amen? David said, I was glad.
Yeah.
I said, I was
glad. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
You know what stubbornness is? It's like idolatry.
Yeah, Lord.
Sometimes folks hard. It's hard toward God.
God
ain't did nothing to you but bless you.
That's right.
Help you.
Strengthen
you. Deliver you. Let you live in the Lord. I'm going to begin good things. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. We are to be mindful of us, ourselves.
Amen.
Praise God. When you can't hear God, when God can't move you, when God can't draw you to Him, amen. Praise God. Watch us. You say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. When God, amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hits a heart that's cold. Can you say thank you, Jesus? All the praise is right there. Right there. And I was going to go down here. Because, amen, praise God, it is in the heart.
Yes.
In abundance.
Yeah.
It's going to come out.
It's going to come out.
Tell your neighbor, if it's in the heart.
True.
In abundance. It's
going to come out.
It's going to come out.
True.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So I'm telling you, Make it your business. When you come to the service, make it your business.
Yes, Lord.
Somewhere in that service,
yes,
you need
Lord.
To get up
yes,
and give God the praise.
Amen. Yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because the day you come,
yes, yes.
When you would want to get up
yes, and, yes, yes.
And give God
yes, praise. Yes, yes.
And
thank
you,
Lord.
Be able
woo!
We'll say it again.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on now.
And to give God
oh,
the praise.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Praise God. Woo. So we are to be encouraged.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
God's people.
Yes, Lord. Woo.
The world ain't going for it.
Thank you.
Joy.
Yes, thank you,
Jesus. Jesus.
And amen, praise God. And if you don't praise him, you lose out.
Yes.
You won. You won this lose out. Can you say amen? So give God, amen, praise God, what's due to him. So then when we come into the house of God, it ain't just to look around.
That's right.
Say it again.
Can you say amen? Yeah. Amen, praise God. It ain't just to, amen, praise God, be comfortable. Amen. What do we have? No air conditioning, no heat. Can you say amen? When we had to light a candle, amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Would somebody still be willing to pray to God?
Yes.
Oh, it's too hot in there. Come back when y'all get the AC fixed. I'll be back when you get the heat fixed. Amen. I'll be back when you pay the light bill. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. But no, God is worthy of our praise.
Yes, yes.
And we sing the song we owe him.
Hope and pray.
Well, when you go pay him.
Oh, hello.
On Monday.
Oh, that is a good one.
Owe him. All right, I got my money. When you going to pay him? Can you say amen? The liberty of grace.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, yes.
There is no reason why God's people, amen, praise God, but not to praise him.
Hallelujah.
All the time.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Say amen. The scripture says, I will bless the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
So then, praise God, as the people of God, we got to look at ourselves.
Yes,
amen, praise God.
Thank you.
Don't let eyes of others bind you. Don't let thoughts of others bind you. Don't let words of others bind you. Because God delivered you.
Yes.
You say that. He gave us this liberty.
Yes.
Amen, praise God. There's no need to try to go back to the law to find justification. It ain't there. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And God has not ordained for it to be there. But stand fast, Paul says, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. So tell your neighbor, he didn't set you free. Go back in the bondage. I'm going to close with this. Tell your neighbor, it's three bondages. It's three yokes.
Tell
your neighbor, three yokes.
Three yokes.
It's the yoke of sin. It's the yoke of the law.
Yoke of the law.
Now when Christ died, he died to deliver us from the yoke of sin and from the yoke of the law. But there is another yoke. That is the yoke of the Lord Jesus Christ. That yoke you take upon you. You stay under that yoke. And you say amen. No matter what, amen, praise God, come your way. Amen, praise God. Stay under that yoke. Learn of God. Learn who he is. Learn that he only is your help. He only is your deliverer. He only is worthy of your praise. Can you say amen? So then, praise God, when you understand who God is, it'll help you to understand who you are.
I love
say
it.
That again.
I'm from above. Can you say amen? His ways, not your ways. His thoughts, not your thoughts. Can you say
amen?
And so then, praise God, lean to God. Not to your own understanding. Go to God's word. Find out if I ought to praise him or not. Find out. Can you say amen? Find out if you ought to magnify him or not. Find out if you ought not to take every opportunity you can to give God another praise. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. She looked out the window. Elevate it, dance, and praise
Amen.
Amen.
I love it.
Praise God. And amen. Praise God. She thought wrongly.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say amen? Amen? Amen. Praise God. He paraded himself before the ladies.
You.
Can you say amen? Her mind was in the wrong place.
Right, right.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? She's thinking David's dancing for sure.
Yeah.
Can you say amen? She's thinking, amen, David's dancing,
right.
Amen, for carnal purposes.
No, hallelujah.
Can you say amen?
Hallelujah.
Amen. She's observed him dancing with all his might and never thought about
hallelujah.
It might be for God.
Yes.
Never cross her mind. Amen. He's bringing the ark of God back into Jerusalem.
Yes.
It might be for God.
Yes.
But there was nowhere in her mind.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Sometimes, praise God, we are so carnal-minded that when God moves, we can't see beyond our carnality.
Yes.
Can you say
help
amen?
Lord. Help, Lord.
But God wants us not to be like
him. Yes.
Can you say
Lord,
amen?
Lord.
He wants us to recognize who he is.
That's what we do.
David had to tell her the reason.
I'm telling
you.
Can you
say amen?
Yes.
Sometimes you got to tell
I'm telling you.
Amen. The reason why I don't sit down is for the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
The reason why I'm so busy in the house of God is for the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
The reason, praise God, that I press my way. Amen. Pray to show up. It's for
amen.
The Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Why? Because, amen, praise God. This liberty has been given to me by God.
Amen.
It is the liberty of grace. I will not be bound by sin. And you're not, if you say. And you're not bound by the law. And you're not, if you say. But just take the yoke of God upon you. Learn of him. And you'll find out that he's meek. And lowly of heart, and that the things that have troubled you under the yoke of God, those things won't trouble you.
Right.
Can you say amen? Why? Because you will find the rest for your soul.
That's right.
The soul is troubled, it's pushing against the yoke, it's
help
kicking
Lord.
Against the
press. Help Lord.
Can you say amen?
Yeah.
But it's hard for you.
Yeah.
You ain't telling nobody. You don't have to say nothing to nobody. It's hard.
It's hard.
Can you say you ain't got to let nothing out or say nothing? It's hard for you.
Yeah,
can you say amen?
Amen.
Fight against the yoke. You kick against the prick.
Yeah.
It's hard for you. So don't make it hard.
Make it hard.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank
give
you,
God
Jesus.
The praise
yes,
that
Lord.
He is worthy of and that he is due to receive. And press over. Amen. Praise God. Your issues, you press over it and go to the store.
Oh, uh-oh.
Press over it and go where you want to go.
Lord, Lord, Lord. It went in there. Lord.
You press over it, amen, for this, and you press over it for that to go to the and other things, can you say amen?
Amen.
Well, as soon as you roll up in God's house, now you can't press over nothing. Can you say amen? So then be encouraged. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. That God is worthy of praise. We are delivered.
Yes.
And part of the reason we're delivered is to give our God the glory.
That's right.
And to give him the praise.
Yes.
For he has, amen, given unto us liberty through the grace that he has provided in our life. God bless you.
Yes.
Come on, give him praise.